In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take
now.
My hand if you trust, and we will do what we must until it's turning out just like we planned.
We'll find a way so wrong.
Life is long, but our mojo's strong. And unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
So, Lyle, you've just run back into the Amphibia Fortress of the Mud Puppy, telling the computer to shut it down, struggling to get the computer to kind of recognize your authority for a moment, but eventually you did. The doors have locked. You've got about 30 minutes and counting before the full force of Hairdryer and the Hot Boys comes crashing down upon you. What does the security system alert sound like in the Amphibia Fortress?
Who are we giving this to? Because I know Dad would be chomping at the bit to knock out
it's
this.
It's going to Justin. It is
Justin's headquarters, technically.
It's like a scratchy sandpaper sound because everything in the place is so gooshy.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
Slippery. If you hear like, it's like,
now it's a problem. This is a problem.
Now it's a problem.
Given my wet nature also, it's not pleasant to me. I'm going to shout up the stairs because I definitely took off my gear when I got in the mud bath. Like,
what's that sound? That's not a good sound.
It's the security system. It tells us intruders are headed this way.
Oh, did you accidentally set it off or something?
No, we got some, we got a little company we got to defend this place against.
So intruders. Actual intruders.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Hairdryer and the Hot Boys. Y'all ever tangle with him before? Yeah.
Coming from downstairs, you all just hear the sounds of heavy footsteps, heavy, gooshy footsteps.
Yeah, muddy.
Muddy, gooshy, messy footsteps. I charge upstairs. I'm wearing a towel and my splash pack. Like,
did you say Hairdryer and the Hot Boys?
Yeah, man, you know them.
No. No, that name's crazy, though.
Yeah, it's real. They're incredibly dry. And, they're not a big fan of me, man. We can't let them get into the place. The Amphibia Force is trusting me to do a good job with this, man. I'm freaking out.
Is there a window I can look out at this amassed army, or did those sort of seal in the security measures?
I would say in the fortress there's not, but, like, we'll say that there's little like security panels around,
like cameras. Cool.
Yeah. You can peek outside and see.
That is a lot of dudes. That is a lot of dudes.
Yeah, I'd say we got maybe 30 minutes before they breach. We got to get ready for an invasion, fellas.
30 minutes is just enough time, I think, for the Amphibia Force to get back here if we call them up, right?
I feel like we got it, man. You know, just feel like we gotta kind of like got it. I feel like we can do this. I am the Amphibia Force. If you think about it, basically,
he has a point. He has a
no.
I mean, without them here, man, I'm basically the Amphibia Force. They're here with you, man. I'm like an auxiliary member.
And you know, we have a fourth ally in this. The very building itself.
That's true. The man upstairs.
Oh, well,
wait.
Okay,
that's so an arc that I was not aware of, but is that where this newfound confidence is coming from?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's cousin Doug, man. He's written the upper room.
I meant the building itself.
I got confused.
Sorry, man. We have two conversations going on. We do Airbnb out the top floor of this place. Okay. That is the man upstairs.
You wrote that down, right, Travis? I don't want to tell you your business, but that is a dank
cousin
plot thread.
Doug. Was it cousin Doug upstairs?
Cousin Doug
is.
You got to be ready for this stuff, man. We drop you these little tasty seeds.
Can I tell you what's wild, Griffin? Without even talking to Justin about it ahead of time, I had already written maybe there's a cousin Doug upstairs.
Can we actually say Travis texted me after I think maybe a couple episodes ago? I made a joke about how my only weakness was the dry man, and Travis texted me like,
you should know I'm doing a dry man. Like, I already was planning
already
on doing a dry man.
I'd already planned on doing hair dryer.
I didn't want people to think that hair dryer was inspired by me.
And it was the second time, because Griffin also joked about artificial eating silver.
Yeah.
And that was what was happening.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like family harmony. It's not
really
just musical.
Blood harmony.
Not just musical.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking, fellas. If we could sort of think through this.
Yeah, sure.
I think we abandoned the ground floor to them. All right, this level where they're going to come in at, man, it's a lot drier than downstairs in the basement where the water settles to. I think we just got to trap this place out, because I think all three of us are more comfortable taking these guys on when we're half submerged, right?
Well, you too, I guess.
Yeah, do you know how to swim, Roger?
I'm very gassy, so I have a lot of buoyancy.
We've discussed this before.
True. Floating is half the
battle. I apologize for forgetting.
G.I. Joe! Oh,
now,
sorry, wrong
that?
Franchise.
Wrong, you can't do that. I like it. I like it. Aren't you worried they'll make a big mess up here? Because you were told to keep the place pretty much spotless.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. My plan is to keep this level pristine. And maybe Roger kind of lures them down the stairs. But I would love a minimal amount of cleanup on this floor. That is what I'm kind of thinking, guys. If we could bring all this downstairs and leave this level of the facility untouched.
As you say that, I look backwards at the just trail of mud I have left coming from the stairs. Yeah, definitely. Defo, for sure.
So you want to set the traps on this level, correct?
Right. This is the former level. This is the formal level where there's like meetings with heads of state and stuff. Go on here, right? Like, if Susan Sarandon is making the rounds, this is the level she's not going downstairs, man. So I'm
too wet.
Downstairs we can get wet, get a little nasty. Mm-hmm. But up here, I want to leave it. This is historical, man. JFK the 4th sat right there.
But when Guzan Sarandon comes around, she loves the bottom.
She loves the wet level.
Okay, let's just say we can get it a little messy up here, and we won't get mad at whoever gets it messy if they promise to clean up after.
I'll get a little mad. This is thoughtless. All right.
I'm ready. May I go first?
Go first? What? What do you mean go first?
To set a trap, like you said.
Yeah, we can. We have 30 minutes. We should all be doing something all the time.
We shouldn't be taking turns. We should all talk simultaneously.
As an outsider, I love the idea of each of you individually setting a trap while the other two look on and cheer them on.
Just giving like, oh, not quite. That's not quite level.
Little to the left.
Little to the
perfect.
Good.
Okay, I'm gonna start.
Okay.
Roger is going to really, he's going to go into the security room, into Salamander's security room, Salamander's office, and use CH4U and just completely fill that room with methane gas.
Ooh,
and then
that's good.
He's going to shut the door behind him, but not lock it.
Mm-hmm.
And then very clumsily, on purpose, leave hoof marks leading up to the door.
Hmm.
Okay. And so is your goal to create like a knockout gas situation or like an explosion situation?
Oh, knockout gas. I don't want to blow up.
I extinguished the little tea candle I had. I was like, I get what you do. I get what you get. Oh, right.
So Axel Isle walks over to Roger.
Hey, man, I just wanted to check in and see how our plan is going. See how our plan is going.
It's going great.
I felt like we were on a pretty similar page, right?
Yes, we are, yes. What is your concern?
Yeah, so we kind of talked about leaving this place pristine, man. Yeah, so your thing was to just kind of come in here and fart bomb it, huh?
Yeah, well, no, it's not going to blow up.
You've laid waste to this.
It'll be clean. It'll be clean, but it'll just knock them out. The only litter will be their littered unconscious bodies littering the hallway.
Oh.
I wouldn't blow up your... You asked us not to.
It's just farts.
You did blow it up, man. Look around.
I didn't blow it up. I'm just going to fill it full of stinky gas.
This room used to be full of wildlife. Small insects.
The biodiversity, man. You didn't even think of the biodiversity. All right, Dad, with CH4U, and I'm going to say, since you were so comfortable with the alias Mr. Mess Up that you put it on your character sheet.
Did he really?
I'm going to give you an extra D4 for that, or an extra D8 for that, too, because you totally messed up this room. So
okay.
Roll 4 D8s to see how well you mess up this room with burps and farts.
He put it in his inventory. What if
he put it in his inventory?
Mr. Mess Up.
That's an alias that he owns.
He carries that in his heart.
Okay, 2 successes.
7 and a 5, yeah.
Yep. So you fill this room pretty effectively with burps and farts. And I'm going to say, maybe not, I don't know, the cubic feet? I don't know. It's not packed. It doesn't contain maybe like a pressurized amount, but a good amount. And you lay down the hoof prints in a very convincing way.
Yeah. And for right now, I am spent.
No more farts.
That was a lot of burping and farting. Yeah.
What other ideas are we working with here, folks? Can I just say, Dad, by the way, and I love you very much, and this is one of the reasons I love you, is you got access to a security center, and you're like, I know exactly how to use this to repel intruders. Fill it with farts.
Fill it with and farts.
I love that very much. Thank you very much.
I mean, they're not going to go in there. Okay, so Axelial is going to head into the med bay.
Okay.
And I'm just going to get all the needles that I can find. And then I'm going to put them right by the front door. But I'll keep them all together. Not like a pile. They're going to be like very nicely set up there, like tastefully placed.
So are we talking needle, like hypodermic needles?
Yeah.
Pointing face like up?
Pointing face up so when they come, so if they go in, I just remember they're all robots.
They're not robots.
They're people. Okay. Yeah, so my plan is just to just have a bunch of needles.
Okay.
Have a bunch of needles, and when they come in, Trav, they're gonna step on these needles.
Oh man, that sucks, dude.
Yeah, dude.
But here's the other thing that I put on the needles.
Oh.
Drugs.
Oh.
Well, okay, hold on.
There's drugs all over the needles. But like and sleepy? I didn't even pay attention to what drugs it was. Okay.
Whoa.
But all the needles have different drugs.
It's all insulin.
All over.
Someone might step on one and have an antibiotic clear out sort of there.
I feel better.
I don't know anything about drugs, so I just dumped out all the drugs that were in there onto the needles. So there's
kids, sorry. I just wanted to take a second while we set up this really awesome trap to say that, really, you shouldn't be fooling with needles. This should be up to your parents. And you shouldn't even be digging around where the drugs are. This is a trained professional protecting a place that he really needs to keep neat. And I am an adult, such as it is. Thanks so much. All right, back to the show.
That's what we think.
Let's talk about that, because that's less authoritative than the more you
know. No, I like
that.
It's a low bar.
It gives us a bit of wiggle room.
Suggestion.
In our opinion.
Travis, you're bringing it into some, like, Sondheimian modulation.
Yeah.
I think it's extending.
It's definitely in a minor key.
Yeah.
As this is related to your training, Justin, and you're kind of like placing traps and protecting your thing, roll for me 3d8s using your abs dice because you did advance. Okay, great. So you got one
I got
success.
A 5, one success, and 2 failures.
I will also remind you guys that you have time to shine dice. I don't know if you've used those yet.
It's like such a, I feel like time to shine while you're set in like a.
I like saving that for the hot and heavy stuff.
Yeah, it feels weird to try to flex while you're
That's
pairing.
Fine. Just reminding
you.
So with one success, I'm going to say that you set the needles up, but as you have said, you have no idea what kind of drugs are on them. So that will definitely impact the effectiveness. of this trap.
It's a medicine surprise.
A medicine surprise.
The old medicine surprise. While Axelisle is setting up these needles, which I have to imagine takes a while, right? Are you sticking them to the floor
this
with
is a
tar
box of upright needles?
A box of upright needles. Awesome.
Needles, classically, Griffin,
sure.
are stored and shipped with the needles just poking straight up. like knives in a dishwasher.
Awesome.
That's the way they're typically... Yeah,
is that really how you're putting your knives in a dishwasher, Justin?
With the point... What?
You gotta watch...
Straight up.
You gotta watch more CSI and stuff, man. People accidentally get hurt like that all the time. Come on, man.
Hey, listen, I saw Garden State. I take proper precautions.
Thank you.
Jeez, man, that's a deep cut.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah. Nobody but people on this call for that. And Sydney, but she doesn't like this show.
While you
are... it's really falling off.
While you are setting up the needles, you see me and Cousin Doug. Was he a cousin or an uncle?
Well, he's my cousin, so.
He's someone's uncle, maybe. Dragging in enormous animatronic animals that we have torn out of the walls of the Rainforest Cafe downstairs. I've got a really upsetting-looking long-haired gorilla. We've got a tree with a face on it, elephant,
Hey, partner! Hey, partner! What do we have here? Wow!
Oh, you're
Wow! That's so far from where I'm used to seeing these.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't realize you already did a trap.
What a pack!
Well, Griffin, this is my trap. This isn't for setting up the trap, but if you could give me, you are a bulky boy. Give me a 3DA roll to see how cleanly you were able to rip these out of the Rainforest Cafe.
Hey, I got Cousin Doug.
Yeah, and maybe if you maybe got Bat Mercer to help too, he's down there working.
Bat Mercer is tied up. Bat Mercer would not allow this.
No, he knows corporate's coming by in a week just to check and see how the franchise is doing.
Can I get an extra D8 for Uncle Doug's help?
For Cousin Doug? Yeah, you can.
Okay, two successes.
With two successes,
the mud is making it easier to kind of slide the mud trail.
The mud trail
provides some lubricant.
There's like some hydraulic fluid and oils, but you were able to get them in a way that they can be remounted without too much effort. But there is.
Well, look what you've done to the man. Look what you did to Dr. Doris Dingles.
That's the giraffe.
For sure. I put one of them around the corner and I'm like, do me a favor, just like walk through this doorway and then like look to your right.
Okay, I do that.
You see the tree with the face on the other side of it, like surprise, like jump scares you. Behind each corner leading to the downstairs, I'm going to put a different, like upsetting. The animal ones are especially messed up, huh? For an abnormal to see. Although we might be the only abnormals. They're not abnormals, right, Travis?
Correct.
Okay, they're also not robots.
No, but I still think they'll be scared by some of these guys.
Okay, yeah.
I'm hoping some of them get so scared that every time they turn a corner, there's like a jump scare of a creepy-looking animal automaton that some of them will just leave.
Okay, Griffin, since you are using and you effectively were able to remove these downstairs in a way that they are definitely realistic and Five Nights scary, give me a 48 roll for that.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
2-1-3-1. That's four failures. In fact, it's a double ones. Wow.
So you are able to set them up. Give yourself a little practice point there. You are able to set them up, and we'll see how effective they are.
I've just made a tear. Man, if this doesn't pay out, Lyle's going to be so mad at me.
Lyle's like looking at it like, oh, man, it's nothing, man.
I'm telling you, dude.
I'm looking at it. I'm telling you, man.
Well,
it's
now
nothing.
You're
just.
Hold on. Turn this next quarter. Long haired gorilla.
Boo.
See? Roger gets it. Roger is scared of these things.
It's just a huge mess, man.
Okay, Roger is going to go up to the screening room. He is going to set up the screen to be showing Tommy Wiseau's the room.
Oh, wow.
Which, okay. I mean, once you start looking at it, you can't look away.
God knows that's
true. That's so good, Dad. That's so good and so true.
And then Roger is going to hide in behind that bush right there next to the screening room.
Okay.
And when they're all in the screen.
And you're going to watch the movie too?
And they're all, no, he's not even going to cast his eyes upon the screen. While they're all in that room mesmerized, or however many of them are in there, he's going to slam and lock the door behind them.
Are you going to fill it with farts first?
No, that's no, no. Your, I'm calling no, I'm card. Spent. I can't fart anymore.
Okay, awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. So I would say you are an infiltrator and spy. So this is in your wheelhouse. Plus, added to that, you are correct about the mesmeric siren call of Tommy Wiseau's The Room. So give me a 3d8 roll, and we're going to see how well set up this is.
If it fails, well, we'll see what happens. Okay, so 7, an 8, and a 4.
That's a double success, my friend. So yeah, you get the movie going. And
too dumb to fail.
And it's a loop. And it's in a loop with, like, skibbity toilet between.
Wait, why?
I don't know. I just.
Do you think that these intruders are going to. That's the film is like a good 100 minutes easily. You think
that's right. We'll be gone by then. All right. So we'll save skibbity toilet for a future trap.
Yeah. Listen, I know this is our kid friendly season. Just saying skibbity toilet on here. It feels wrong. It feels wrong.
No, let's do it, man. All of it. My kids love that stuff. Anytime I can bring up the Rizzler, any of that.
That's good. That's different.
The Rizzler's good. We like that.
This is bordering, going from ironic pandering to actual pandering. We need to be very careful here.
Oh, we do.
Very skibbity.
Oh, boy. So you're hunkering
down.
If you
understand, skibbity is just 23 skidoo. If you can just get that.
Yeah.
Then you understand youth culture exactly.
That's
it's
it.
Just
I don't want to understand. I don't need to be a part of it, Justin. It's for them now. I've moved on.
You have our woodworking. I have my ships in bottles.
Yeah. I care for my plants.
Memories?
Now. Yeah.
They can't take my memories.
My fish are my children now. I don't need
children.
I don't need them. I hope my kids don't hear that. Okay. So, and you are, Roger, going to hunker down in that room. Like a coil.
No, outside the room, behind that plant.
Got it. Okay, great.
Are we nearing our time limit here, I'm guessing?
I want you guys to each be able to do two.
Yeah, okay. I only did one. I only did needles.
Do you have another one?
Mm. I did farts and Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, hey, Dad, listen, you're having a lot of fun out there, and I love it, champ.
You're participating in chemical and psychological warfare.
Yeah.
We're handling more of the some of the physical.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm doing psychological stuff too.
All right, time for me to bring out the big guns.
And I'm going to clean up the mud trail, but in the most slippery way I can.
Okay.
Hey, it just kind of seems like you're exchanging my mud for your slime.
No, I'm cleaning it. I'm cleaning up your mess.
Like waxing the floor?
The floor will be slippery from where I recently cleaned it.
Yeah.
So that is my.
It'll be a fresh waxing.
Yes. I will freshly clean and wax his mud trail and the stairs, right? He's traversed the stairs.
Absolutely.
I'm going to clean those and mop them. Oh, this is really going to get them, guys.
Yeah, but it just kind of. Okay. I'm sorry. Did it really bother you that much? You didn't think that I would clean up after?
I knew you wouldn't. I give him a pat on the back.
Okay. I tend to keep my promises.
Powered by anxiety, you get an extra D8 here, so roll 3D8s for me to see how the cleaning and waxing goes.
That's 3 successes.
That's 3 successes.
When I needed them the most.
Including a 5. Including a cowabunga right there, the double 5s.
Cleaning up
so
the mud.
It's...
Listen. You're looking at me. You're looking at me, Navy Seal. You look at Axelisle, and you're like, "Wow, he's mopping really well." And then you look and look and look, and you realize there isn't a mop.
No, it's just him.
It's just happening. It's just getting cleaner.
He's just
this
doing.
This is gonna be a super good trap. I'm really excited.
I feel like I need to be careful here. I don't wanna.
All right, we got time for one more.
Okay. I go to open the door to Sergeant Salamander's security center to just like see what kind of pre-made traps we've got in here. And then I see the visible stink cloud inside. I go, Aunt Combs, we probably should have done these in like a different order. You know what? It'll be fine. I take a huge deep breath and open the door real quick, go inside and close it so I can get it, you know, the computers or whatever in here.
Okay. So inside, first of all, you know, as a submariner type creature, I would say you have pretty powerful lung capacity.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you're able to hold for a long time underneath there. So give me a 3D8 roll to see how effectively you can avoid being affected by the room full of farts.
Seals can hold their breath for up to 2 hours. I was trying to establish some amount of tension, but this is a totally chill situation, I feel like.
Oh. 2 hours?
2 hours, dude.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. Okay.
I'm going to spend one time to shine dice on this. Because I do want this one to go better than the last one. So I'll roll 4d8 here. Two successes.
Yeah, two successes. You're able to get in there just fine. You set your watch for a 2 hour timer. And you're like, better keep an eye on that. Basically, once you get in, you see sort of a, unlike the other rooms, this is like a narrow walkway. And you can see like all the servers and fans. It's a fairly loud room. There's a lot of technology and computers in here. So there's a lot like keeping it quiet or keeping it cool. But there's like, you know, a center platform with the chair and the console and a lot of screens. You can see a screen that's showing the outside where you can see hairdryer and waiting patiently as he looks at his clock and he's like counting down the seconds. And the
super chill of him, by the way.
Well, like, he's an okay dude. Besides being like a super villain that wants to take over everything, you can see the hot boys out there, you know, playing some cards or whatever. Then you have like the screens that are kind of cycling through security cameras, primarily on the main floor, which you guys are on right now. Some on the lower floor, just kind of like wide scope cameras, nothing too prying.
Okay. Can I set those to record?
You absolutely can, yes.
Because, if we're about to do some dope stuff in here, some footage of it might help our brand out maybe a little bit.
Yeah, you absolutely can. I mean, it's very clear this is not a complicated, you know, it's not a trick. Once you get in there, there's a record button, stop, play, rewind, that kind of stuff.
But I don't see any sort of night trap style. There's not a button that says turn stairs into big slide.
I will say, without having to roll to see how effective this room is, there is like a direct contact link with the River City First enforcement that you can like message them. I don't want you to have to blow out your breath, but you could message the enforcement. But if you want to see how to control any security measures in the house, you're going to need to roll for that.
Okay. Time to hack.
And I say bug eyes. You are very good at taking in a lot of information all at once. So give me a 3d8 roll to see if you can see the commands you need.
Two successes, thank God. 5-8.
Okay, yeah, with two successes, you see, like, the full control of, like, lights.
Okay.
And so, like, you can control the lights levels in each room. There's also, like, party mode sequencing stuff for when they're having parties here at the Amphibia Fortress. There's, like, a sound system here that you can have, which is both, once again, for parties, but also, you know, you want to hear them, but they can't hear you, or as you were doing, like, with the animatronics, things like that, anything you want to set up. And, like, you can also control, like, how the doors open and close, if you want to buy a little more time, that kind of thing. What are you hoping to do?
Well, I'll tell you, friend. I'm going to start putting together a little sequence, a little automation to activate all that stuff you just said at seemingly random intervals. Oh. No, not seemingly random. I think maybe every 15 seconds. Just like party mode goes on, then the lights go off, and then all the doors open and close. Because maybe it will disorient our foes, or maybe they'll think this place is pretty haunted, and maybe they don't want to live in this place. Maybe they don't want to take it over anymore.
I love that. And do you want to set this going on both the main level and the lower level, or just one?
You know what? Well, if we have to fight them, if they get downstairs, which I have to imagine some will, it would get too complicated. I will just set it on this level.
Okay.
And I communicate to the team.
I made it really spooky because every 15 seconds all this stuff is going to go haywire, so if it starts to go crazy, just close your eyes and wait for it to blow over.
Do I have to roll again to see?
No, that you're good. With two successes okay. on that one, that's your thing.
Okay, I want to get out of this room now.
Okay, so now...
The door has locked me inside with the fart forever.
You die. Use key on door for fart.
Yeah.
So Lyle and Navy, where are you guys going to set up?
Downstairs in the Lazy River. That allows me to sort of roam through a large area of the second floor without with minimal movement or noise on my part.
Okay, what about you?
I'm going to post up in this little cranny here. You see what I'm talking about? There's like a little cranny right before the stairs because I would love to hide, and then like if some folks start going down, we can hit them with a temporal pincer maneuver, or I guess just a regular.
Yes.
The temporal. Well,
really,
pincer
every
is,
pincer maneuver is a temporal pincer because it happens.
It's all
in
taking
time.
Place in time, Travis. That's such a good point.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
Yes, but
studied.
It's not a pinch of time.
Yeah,
it's just a pinch of time. Okay,
the
and
secret to a great turkey.
Lyle, roll 3d8 for me.
Lyle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll what?
3d8.
Okay. What for?
Well, the stairs are very slippery.
This is not a problem for me.
It's actually, if I could revise that statement, Juice, it seems to be a tremendous problem for
Despite
you.
Despite my three failures.
Whoop! Boom, 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 boom.
I'm not getting caught on my own dang trap, Travis.
You don't
Try
get
again.
Hurt, Justin, but I want you
I'm
to fall
older
down.
I'm your brother. I'm not going to let you hurt me on my own trap.
You don't get
I'm not
hurt.
Gonna do that.
But we do get the camera view of like, okay, I'll be downstairs. Whoop!
That's fine. You can embarrass me.
Hey,
it's on the cams.
And you get three
footage exists.
You get three failure points, buddy. Welcome to the club.
Only one failure. Only one.
Just one failure point. Oh. One failure
That's
per
right,
failure.
I'll take it. That's a good point.
I make a mental note to maybe crop that bit, cut that out of the promotional video that I am hoping to turn out of this operation.
Or maybe TikTok might be more relatable. You know,
that's good, the everyman, like for sure. I love that.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. It's a choose-your-own-adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Max Fun Meetup Day is on Thursday, April 23rd. Max Funsters from all over are getting together to hang out and celebrate their favorite podcasts. Want to go and meet some friends who like similar stuff and care about the same things as you? Head to MaximumFun.org/meetup to see where and when your local meetup is. Don't see one nearby? Host your own and make some new pals. All you need to do is pick a place that can hold a small group. A bar, cafe, park, library, wherever. Then fill out the form at MaximumFun.org/meetup. We'll add you to the page and help get the word out. So go to MaximumFun.org/meetup and maybe we'll see you on April 23rd.
Hello, this is Alden Ford.
And Mujan Zulfikari.
Two of the creators of Mission to Zix, your favorite improvised, obsessively sound-designed sci-fi sitcom here on the Max Fun Network. And the news is...
We're back! with an all-new miniseries set in the Zix universe, The Young Old Durf Chronicles.
Yeah.
Will Durf find his own killer before it's too late?
Ooh.
To find out how that question could possibly make sense, well, sure. You just have to tune in.
Yeah,
and as always, it's ambitious and labor-intensive to a frankly absurd degree.
Indeed.
So if you are looking for a little break from your own galaxy, we would love for you to check it out.
That's The Young Old Durf Chronicles. Search Mission to Zix, ZYXX, in your podcast app.
Or on MaximumFun.org.
Keep it fresh.
Outside the Amphibifortress, Herr Dreyer and his hotboy minions line up ready to siege on the Amphibifortress. Herr Dreyer looks around and says, "Yes, my hot boys. We shall go in, we shall take. Let me get more German. I shall get more German, yes. We shall go in, we shall take the Amphibifortress. We shall make it our own and reopen it as..."
French again.
Oh,
French again.
Yes, you're right.
French again, boss.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm working on it, man. I've been taking an acting class.
Honestly, boss, I feel like you have a lot of really interesting characteristics about your whole, like, persona, and I feel like, if anything, this element of it detracts from the
So you think I should just,
vibe.
Like, be myself?
Yeah, you could lean into being yourself, yeah.
Okay, wait, I can't remember. Are you Ted or German Ted? Are you just making me look bad?
Oh, no, I'm my email.
Okay, I got my eye on you.
Also, German Ted... He's nervous to say it to your face, but the accent stuff makes him a little...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, can I tell you, I'm actually more bothered by the fact that he's uncomfortable telling me that.
Yeah, no, there's some really deep foundational, like, issues of trust and morale sort of sown throughout this
organization. And he's not even making eye contact with you. That's how I'm...
Yeah.
Hey, thank you guys so much for talking about it. Do you want to invade this fortress together and I'll use my regular voice?
No, I'm just going to leave, and I'm going to convince a lot of these other guys to leave with me.
No, I don't think so. All right, dang, my hot boys. We shall siege upon the Amphibifortress and make it our own and reopen it as the Dryaria.
Hey, boss. Didn't that feel better? Didn't that feel better?
Me and every other guy just talked it over here, and that name is not going to fly.
Yeah?
And so we are... We don't want to do, like, a citizen's arrest or whatever the, like, version of that is within an evil, villainous organization, but that's no good, my man. Mm.
Okay.
Beep. Good evening. My name is Axel Lyle. I am a legally recognized member of the Amphibiforce, and you need to vacate this premises, please.
And Herr Dreyer pushes the button. No, we are gonna...
Yes.
No. I guess I hadn't thought about it that way. And he's like waving the hot boys, like, go, yeah. And they slam through the front doors with a big battering ram shaped like a hairdryer.
Pretty good.
And they are going to charge head first towards some needles in the ground. Okay, so one success with an 8. So they
are the successes good for us or good,
they're good for
you?
Yes. They're good okay. for you. So they come charging in. And like five of them do fall on the needles, and three of them get some like Novocaine kind of, you know, anesthesia type needles.
Oh my God.
And they're like, oh, my legs are all jelly. Oh no, I can't.
From the room where the room is playing, you hear Elisa scream, "What kind of drugs did you take?"
Very good.
Oh, that's good, Juice. God, you're the best in the biz.
Two of them get their flu shot. So they're feeling
That's awesome.
Great. Yeah, they're...
That's nice. Hey, kids, me again. Just a reminder that with October here, when we're recording this, it's probably freaking February or something. You should get your flu shot by the time you're hearing this. That's the point. Whenever you're hearing it, go get your flu shot if you haven't already. If your parents tell you that you can't have one, then you gotta really try harder and tell them your friend Axel Lyle says they're A-okay.
Also, if you are scared of the needles, then they make a special cold spray you could put on your arm and you won't even feel it.
That's our idea. Okay, so then they come charging forward. I believe next they're going to encounter one of the animatronics.
A tree with a face on it? Uh-oh.
That's two failures. They come around and they're like, whoa, that's charming. It reminds me of all my good times at Rainforest Cafe.
God, I hear this from the other room like, I knew this was a risk. So
there's two more chances. There's two more chances.
Literally, honestly, Bat Mercer told me. He said these things don't scare everyone. He said some people like it. And I thought, no way.
These goofy voices to tell you. It's like, man, just talk normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a man with a million voices, Bat Mercer.
He's the Batman.
I'm going to have to do some thinking about why it upsets. Well, I guess I'm an abnormal. And so seeing these basically dead husks, these jokes of God, would scare me more than a human. Wow. I'm sorry, everybody.
And that's when the dance party music, lights kick on, and some doors start slamming open and closed. We get one success on those. So
our traps so far aren't great. Like, the traps that we spent a long time on aren't doing a ton, it seems.
So
just you wait.
Three of the hot boys freak out. One of them's like, oh, man, I'm overstimulated. This is too much for me. I'm headed out. Peace out. The other two are like, this is ghosts. Yeah, and they awesome. Go running away. As they come around. They come around the security center. They see those hoof prints. And they're like, oh, man, guys. I think one of them's here in the security room. And I'm going to light a cigarette just before I open it.
No.
No.
Can we shout from the other room?
No, just go in.
They don't light a cigarette. But they do enter the room. Let's rush in. We're going to rush in and surprise them. Let's get them.
Oh, my gosh.
They rush into the room, and three of them just immediately pass out. That was another one success.
Yeah. There's
but so far, just you've taken out nine of them.
Yeah, and only, like, 21 to go.
And now they encounter their second animatronic.
Nice.
This is...
Yes, baby. Yeah, yes, that's how we do it.
This is the long-haired...
It's the long-haired gorilla. The long-haired gorilla going to get you every time.
Yeah, you got two successes on that one. The long-haired gorilla scares the real stuff out of them. Just all the stuff out of them. Think of stuff.
Wait, hold on.
They're just stuff all over the floor.
Well, hold on, because if these guys are... Hold on. If these guys are making water and mess on the floor... That's actually bad for our sort of overall mission objective.
No. You're assuming that there's some layers in there that absorbed all that in. They're very dry boys, good. Remember?
Yeah. I go from feeling very guilty to extremely vindicated in like a heartbeat. And know that my fear is shared by others out there. And I feel a moment of kinship with these hot boys I just destroyed.
Okay. The second of the security center sequences goes off. That's another two successes. Oh, that's a double cowabunga.
Double cowabunga.
That's a mega cowabunga. It's double eights. Okay, with double eights, this time, like, one of the, the doors, like, kind of slams shut as they're, like, reaching through it and, like, bangs their hand really bad. Oh, and so, like, one of them's really upset. His hand hurts really bad. And the other one's, like, honestly, the song that comes on is, like, one of, like, their jams. And the music and the lights kick on, and they start having an absolute dance party, and they just allow the rhythm to carry them on out into the night.
Yeah, that's so weird because the songs I put on the playlist were like supposed to be scary and like creepy in nature. So it was like, I don't want to set the world. But this guy's like crumping to it.
Yeah, he loves it, man. They go to check the screening room to see who all's over there.
And what do they hear, Justin?
Think about the chronology of the movie.
How long have they been in there?
It seems like a couple minutes.
So we're early on?
Yeah.
I mean, we're after what kind of drugs did you take?
Well, it's been on a loop because it was playing before they got there.
Right.
So now I'd say we're about 40 minutes in.
About 40 minutes in.
So that this is about the time that this is about the time that they're.
Hey, Chrisar, I was just looking for
she's
you.
She's convincing him to drink alcohol for the first time.
Oh, okay.
You have great legs, Lisa. And then she says, "And you have nice pecs." And then that's when he puts his tie around her head.
Beautiful. That's so cool.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that's love. And nothing's going to ever come between them.
They get to the room, and one of them goes, oh, man.
Wait, the room?
Yeah, they get to the room. They get to the room. And
there's
one of them
always room for the room.
If the rooms. And one of them says, oh, man, I love this part. Oh, guys, watch. Oh, yeah, they're about to... Oh, and then the music kicks in.
You are my destiny, dream come true.
And three of them sit down on the couch to watch. And the other two are like, I don't know, man. Is this one of those movies? Yeah, I can't... No, man. They would be so ashamed of me at Bible study. And so two of them leave. So three of them sit on the couch. Two have left the room to continue the search. Now's your time, Roger.
I shut the door.
Yeah.
With your hand?
With my tail. With my prehensile power tail.
That's good.
Do you do any measures to try to keep the door closed?
Yes. No, you know what? I'm going to... rely on the mesmerizing power of Tommy Wiseau.
Okay.
I'm going to shut the door. Oh, I'm going to drag the big, heavy potted plant over there to block the door.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, you were already planning to do that. Works for me. We've got six hot boys left. They have reached the top of the stairs. Axelisle, you see them there. And they're, like, all standing, definitely... standing right at the beginning of like that slippery, slidey part, and they're like, "Yeah, I think so far it's just been like kind of Home Alone traps and stuff." Which don't get me wrong, I think is a great, it's fun. I love it, keeps me on my toes. Should we go downstairs? And because of that hugely double success, I'm gonna roll 5d8.
Oh,
three
yeah.
Successes. So four of them. Just go absolutely beefing it down the stairs. And two of them are still slip sliding around, but kind of holding each other's hands to keep from going all the way. What do you do, Navy?
I pop out of my hiding place. And I'm going to say something really cool.
Oh, cool. I can't wait, man.
Yeah, no, it's going to be so cool.
I tilt my head to the side so I can hear better out of one of my ear holes. More of an indent.
Okay. Okay. So I got it. So it's like,
hey, hot boys, time for you to cool off.
And I'll shoot him with my water gun.
Pretty good.
To blast them down the stairs.
They are already slippy and slidy. Currently, okay. What is your water blast? You get what?
5d8.
Yeah. Give me an extra.
Oh, I'm sorry.
D8.
No. 4d8.
Yeah.
It's 5 if I blast myself at them, but I'm not doing that.
Give me an extra D8 since they're already, uneven. So you got 5d8.
It's so wet here. Yeah. It's like crazy wet.
Hugely wet.
Okay, 5d8. Here we go. Two successes.
Yeah, with two successes, you blast down the last of the hot boys. So all 30 of them are currently out of commission. I would say 15 of those permanently so. 15 of those... are like distracted or downed or something along those lines.
Or scared of ghosts.
And outside, hairdryer says, well, looks like I'm going to have to do it myself. Let's get
What happened to your
dry.
Accent?
I got rid of it because of some notes that I listened to from my hot boys. Because I welcome hot boy feedback.
Yeah, they weren't, if I'm being honest, really fighting with much gusto. I think you guys might have some pretty structural problems.
They're good guys, though. Work. Listen, I keep them around. That's my brain trust. You know what I mean? I keep them around for their good idea. Anyways, let's...
Hey, hair dryer.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah?
Listen, man. They interrupted your big finish. Make them finish the episode.
Yeah.
Okay, but
you were clearly headed for a finishing line, and they busted it.
No, it's okay. They gave me time to come up with a better finishing line. Oh, I hope you're ready for this, because it's gonna blow.
Do you have an HR person in the board?
That was supposed to be the final line. That was like my big. Oh, man.
That was a line about the line.
I thought you were setting up your line too.
No, no, it's gonna blow because I'm a. I'm gonna come in and attack you guys now.
Okay.
Let's fight about it.
It's me, Jeremy, the Badger Man. You remember old Jeremy the Badger Man? Half man, half badger? No? That's okay, because I'm here to warn you about the dangers of bookshelves. I've got a lot of books, but let me tell you, if I don't secure my bookshelves to my walls, they could come a-tumbling down on me. So remember, kids, always attach your bookshelves to the wall with a safety strap. Remember this little rhyme. Without a strap, your bookshelf safety is crap. Wink.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.